3 months after Israel's 10-month partial freeze on settlement construction in the occupied West Bank came to an end, settlements have been expanding at a rapid pace. According to a report from the Peace Now organization, Israel has approved the construction of over 13,000 settlement units in the West Bank since late September.
The government is trying to create facts on the ground to get the opportunity, the window of opportunity now to build and to create facts on the ground that in the future it will be harder to get to any peace deal.
Peace Now has revealed that work has begun on more than 1,712 new settlement units since the freeze ended.
They are now eating our land and they are talking about peace. We have now more than 500,000 settlers who are now living in the West Bank and in Jerusalem.
Rapid growth of settlement construction has also hit occupied East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. In the last year and a half, hundreds of settlement units have been approved and thousands more planned. Bulldozers have been working overtime on settlement construction since direct talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis broke down after Israel decided not to extend the settlement freeze in both the West Bank and East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. While in recent years most of the expansion has been in large settlements near the pre-1967 borders, the intense recent growth has been more in private buildings, mostly in smaller and more remote settlements.
Any construction in the settlements is affecting the peace process. Every person that goes to live in the settlements, if we need to evacuate them, it will be harder for Israel. And the message that we give to the Palestinians is that we are not planning to leave the settlements. So this is why it's destructive to any peace effort.
The settlements are considered illegal under the international law due to their construction on the occupied land. There are more than 300,000 Israeli settlers in the West Bank and 200,000 others in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Palestinian Authority leaders have said they will not return to direct talks unless Israel stops all settlement construction. They have also planned to submit to the United Nations Security Council a resolution condemning what they have called gradual land grabs. Rana Kamal, Press TV, Al-Quds.